Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamon, and this is the Monday show, and how was your weekend? Well, yeah, was it good? Did you have a lot of fun? I guess I asked that question. Just really want to know. I mean, you know, want you to call in. If you just want to tell me about the fun weekend that you had, that's cool. Now, I pick a topic about making your dreams come true or manifesting your dreams or however you want to put it. Use the law of attraction a lot. Let my spirit guides talk to you about it. About this topic of how to manifest your dreams or how to make your dreams come true. The last few shows have been kind of emphasizing visualizing your dreams, making your dreams come true, how to make your dreams come true, and all that. So that's what my show has been all about. So we've been doing a lot of that. But I channel my spirit guides. So I'm going to channel my spirit guides on this topic in a couple minutes. And then if you have a question for my spirit guides, if you want the Sarah group, it's a group of spiritual teachers that come together as a group. It's kind of like the Abraham group, if you're familiar with the Abraham material, Nestor Hicks. It's very similar to that. I kind of go away. They speak. I kind of hear what's going on, but I'm not involved in it. And as I've emphasized in the past, you know, the typical psychic stuff, well, I've done a lot of psychic readings for the last 25 years, but I rather channel. And there is a slight difference, and I've explained it in the past. Maybe necessarily if you want to know, I'll let you know a little bit more about the difference. But the primary difference is when you're being psychic in the typical sense of the word, what you're doing is you're waiting for information or having tools that help you to get the information, to convey the information to somebody. And sometimes a good psychic will be clairvoyant or clairaudient. You'll hear things, you'll see things, or even feel things, which is a really cool way of doing it. But a channel is a little different in the sense that I'm out of the picture. I go away. I let my spirit guides talk to you directly. I've started channeling back in 1992, I think it was. 92. That's been almost 26 years ago. I took a channeling class. I knew that I was a natural channel because I would tell things to people that I would tell myself, where the heck did that come from? I didn't know where that came from. So when I took classes, I developed this skill over time, and it was fun. And I really enjoyed it, and I've developed it since then. And even in the last year or two, I've really emphasized my need to do it, the value in doing it, how much fun it is for me to do it, and how I really like to go away and relax and just let spirit talk to you. And I think it's a better connection. I really do enjoy the connection. I feel like it's just something that I'm more comfortable with. So if you want what you call a reading, it'll be a channeled reading. I'll go away. My spirit guides will talk to you, and they'll give you information on whatever your topic is. And sometimes they'll give you great analogies or great ideas and how to create what you want in your life. And how to manifest it. They do, well, and if you've ever listened to a channel, it's a little different. So, but it's safe, it's comfortable, it's all based on love. You know, I wouldn't do it if it wasn't love-based. You know, I'm kind of a little bit of a skeptic about this sort of thing. Was raised in a very conservative Christian background. So this was all kind of strange to me, but it felt really comfortable. That's why I did it. Just felt right. You know, you're just something just feel right in your life. So this felt really, really right to me. So that's why I do it. that's why I love to do it. So if you're interested in, you know, getting a message from spirit, something that's going on in your life and you need a little guidance, a little direction, I'll do that for you. But the main point of the show, well, this show is about manifesting or making your dreams come true, and I have an article on that. And before we do the article itself, I want to go away for a few minutes, let my spirit guides come to talk to you about this, and then we'll go back through the article or take your calls, whatever is more appropriate today. You know, so I'd rather take your calls. I'd rather talk to you. So, and let my spirit guides talk to you directly. So if you're so willing to do that, I would love to do that for you. And they would love to do that. Oh, yeah, we'll get this affirmative. Yes, we want to do that. We want to talk to your listeners. Now, if you don't have time today and you go, well, you'd still like to have a channeled reading. And if after you listen to my spirit guides talk about the topic, then you go, oh, it might be interesting. My information is there. The best way to contact me either is through my email address, theearthlightsc@yahoo.com, or my phone number, and the prices are there. And then we can do that. And we set up a time. And it would be fun. And the price is rather reasonable. I'm not a $400 an hour psychic per se. There's a lot of people out there, mediums and psychic. And they do give messages for dead people. You know, those who have passed over. If you're so inclined to try to get a message from somebody who has passed over, we can do that too. I'd like to do that. So contact me if right now is not appropriate to get a message. And you know what, usually the messages from spirit take a little bit longer than we have time for on a radio show. So like they'll give you a quick message today, and if you want to extend that out, contact me. We can do that. Love to do it. Love to do it. Love to do this stuff. Love to channel. So that's kind of like where I'm putting my emphasis lately, is channeled sessions with people that let you talk to my spirit guides. Sounds like fun. It is fun. And we're talking about the wisdom of the universe, wisdom of all life that's ever existed, right? Sounds kind of dynamic, doesn't it? Okay, so I'm going to go away. Let the Sarah group speak to you for a few minutes if you want to call in, if you want to get a message. And we can do that. And then I'll have an article that we can cover based on this whole topic of making your dreams come true. I could have put it manifesting your dreams, but I just said making. There's some effort on your part, believe it or not. There is something you need to do, and we'll go through that. So I'll let my spirit guides talk to you for a few minutes. Then we will, yeah, so we'll do any of those. Always want to talk to you, though. That's the primary reason for being here. So I'm going to relax and let them talk to you for a moment, and then we'll get back into the topic. We sense people being somewhat leery, concerned about channeled messages, as if it's something that's scary, unusual, but, well, we would use the word, yeah, just something that you should fear or be concerned about or feel like perhaps you're getting messages that may not be of the most positive messages in the world. Negative. From some negative source. We avoid talking about negative sources of information because, for the most part, there are no negative sources of information. The negative sources of information that you get are from other people, people who have become and allowed themselves to become wrapped up in negativity. And so they attract negativity. Every spirit that is in our realm of existence in the non-physical world is going to be positive. It's going to be light. It's going to be beautiful. Now, we say that with real confidence that any spirit teacher that you talk to through certain hosts like George, we're going to give you positive messages based on love. There are those who have done their transition who haven't completely shed the physicality, some of the emotions of their life on the earth, and haven't, let's say, raised themselves to a vibrational level where they can give you messages that are of highest vibrational frequency and aren't connected directly to source and their energy, and are still calling upon their human experiences and their human background, and aren't necessarily tapped into the most positive energies in the universe. So if you're tapping into those energies, you're tapping into those relatives or friends or people who have passed recently who haven't raised their vibration, your messages may not be any more value or of assistance than those messages that you would get from other humans. Not that they're bad, not that they're necessarily negative, but they may not be of the highest vibration. But spirit energies like ourselves who have been here and who are connected to source energy, have a working relationship with source energy, have a vibrational connection to source energy. You call it God, we'll just call it source. We're able to give you information based on the highest vibrational frequencies that are of, let's say, use the word, we could use the word truth, we could use the word, but we will even vary from time to time, because we all have a little different perspective on different topics. We've all had different experiences working with humans and working with other life forms and giving information. So each one of us will have a little different expertise in certain things that we will express to you. It's just like humans. You have certain people who are experts in certain areas, and they may not be experts in other areas. That's why we're a group. We're not an individual spirit teacher. A group brings in different expertise from different backgrounds and based on the topic and the subject. And George is not the only one we work through, so just so you know that. It's not about one exclusive host who gives information. We work with various individuals in various ways. We love to give information, and we love to have a host or an individual that we work with who is open to give various types of messages and who is really interested in giving as high a vibrational message to people as possible. So that's the general outline on this whole topic of channeling and what we do and what we don't do. We do read you. We read your energy field. We can look into what you're manifesting, what you're creating in your life. We can create, we can look at the future that you're creating. It is about you creating, you're co-creating everything. Now, you've co-created everything, even in the non-physical world that you've brought into the physical world. So a lot of what you're in the process of doing now as humans is something that you brought forward into your human existence, and it's playing out in your life. You've created, and we've talked about this a lot, we've created your play, your movie, or you have created, and we assist you in creating your movie. And you continue to rewrite your movie a little bit, rewrite your life a little bit. And so we want to help you to hone in on that movie, hone in on that life that you want to create. So the topic today, which we gave George, was making your dreams come true. We chose the word dreams very carefully because dreams are something you see. It could be a night dream, a daydream, something that you visualize, something that a dream is something that comes to you that shows you something. And many times dreams show you your future, but also dreams show you what you want to create, what you want to manifest. So making your dreams come true, how do you do that? Now, George has an article. We agree with a lot of the article. We would look at it a little differently. Maybe when he goes through the article, if there's time, we will comment on that particular article and how it applies to, from our perspective, from the non-physical perspective of creating your dreams. But what we will say to you and what we have said before, and we want to emphasize the importance, is once you start to visualize something, once you start to think about something, once you put energy into something, you have already started the creative process. When you dream about something, when you visualize something, when you see that new car in the showroom and you start to dream about that new car, you've started the process of manifesting, of creating that new dream. We use a car, could be a girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever it is, but we'll just use that illustration a little bit more. So once you visualize that car, now, as the article talks about, and we won't dwell too much on this, there's a lot of factors involved in that new car visualization that you have. The biggest factor, there's two big factors. The practicality of it. There is that practicality of owning that particular vehicle, and maybe way beyond your budget to own that vehicle. So there may not be the most practical thing. Even if you won the car in some kind of contest, that may not be of the most practical value to own that car. So even though you want to manifest it, there's a part of you that doesn't think in terms of, yeah, I can have that. You might visualize it, you might see it, you might see yourself driving it, but there's a part of you that's fearful of, and you'll get that from other people, and they'll tell you, well, that's going to cost you a lot of money, and the gas is very expensive, and the insurance is very expensive, and the registration is very expensive, and the upkeep on that particular vehicle. So as soon as you start to get these negative thought patterns about the particular vehicle that you're visualizing, you suddenly just shift away from it, and you stop the process. Now, if you saw a car that was within your budget that you could afford, and that you could afford the maintenance on, you could afford the insurance on, the upkeep on, there was no fear of that car being stolen, you just know this would be a very practical thing for you to own, that's a whole different story. That's something, now you've alleviated a lot of the fears related to that vehicle. So then the manifestation process can go forward, because you can manifest now. Whether you win it in a contest and now you have it, you can afford paying the sales tax, you can afford paying the registration fees, the monthly insurance, the maintenance on it, the gasoline on it, or the electricity if it's an electrical car, right? In case you want, let's say there's a certain electrical vehicle, it's in your scope of living, as in budget and arrangement. So there's where your manifestation takes place. That's where it takes place. Now, if you want to manifest a very, very expensive car and you have an intent to sell it and use the money for something else, that's a whole different story. But so, like a vehicle, of any kind of vehicle, we're using this as an example of manifesting. So if something is outside of your particular realm of lifestyle and life choices that you normally would make, then manifesting something, making your dreams come true, may be a bit difficult. Well, we'll give you another example. And now, we're going to be very careful in this one, because anything's possible, right? You can manifest anything in your life, and you can do that. And we're not saying it's not impossible, but it's more difficult to manifest things that are outside of your normal lifestyle, your normal way of living, that makes things difficult. For example, you see somebody online, a woman, a man, and they don't live in your area. They're very beautiful. You know, you have this little thing that you call this scale of 1 to 10, and you see yourself, and, you know, being honest with yourself, you see yourself as a 7, and this person's a 10, but they're very wealthy, and they have all of these trappings in their life, that their lifestyle is completely different than yours. Now, you may want to manifest that person in your life. You may even want to manifest them as just a friend. And we're not saying it's not possible. But they're out of your environment. That bringing them or bringing you into their environment might be a very big challenge for you. And you might get very frustrated with it, and you might find that very difficult to do, and you might get very negative on it. So we would say to you, be careful with that. Be careful of putting yourself into wanting to manifest something that is not normally in your scope of influence and in your environment, and that's something you're very comfortable with. Because once you meet somebody like that, you might just find that their lifestyle is so different than your lifestyle. Their goals and aspirations are so different. So we would say to you, if you want to bring somebody into your life, if you want to manifest the love, manifest some kind of interest in your life, think in terms of somebody that would really fit into your lifestyle, your values, your interests, your lifestyle, your frames of references. Then the universe is going to, source is going to make it much easier for you to manifest somebody. But if you're looking for somebody who's outside of your environment, outside of your lifestyle, outside of your sphere of influence in your life, then you're going to bring that person into your life. We're not saying it's impossible. We're not saying it can never be done, but it might take a long time. It may take a lot of adjustments on your part to get into that vibrational match with that individual. Or are you missing a lot of other opportunities to manifest somebody in your life who you're already pretty closely a vibrational match with? And you can see the difference here. The vibrational match is really important in this. If you're looking for somebody who's so different in their lifestyle and so different in the social structure that they're living in, you're not a vibrational match. Not that you can't get to that vibrational match, but you're spending a lot of energy to do that, to vibrationally raise yourself and what it takes to raise yourself to get matched up with an individual who is not at this moment in time and moment of your life. So why not ask the universe, source, your higher self, to bring somebody into your life who you are a vibrational match with, somebody that you can be very comfortable with, where there's not a lot of vibrational shifts on your part and their part, so that you can feel comfortable where your alignment, there is an alignment of values, there is an alignment of interests and the social scheme of things that you can easily fit into each of your social structures. So that's our thoughts on making your dreams come true. We would use the word realistic dreams. Realistic dreams being that you're already closely aligned vibrationally to what you're looking for in life, and that gap, that vibrational gap that needs to be take place to bring that into your life is not vast and great, and where there's not a lot of adjustments on your part to reach that vibrational place. You go back to that car vibration. The car thing is if you start a vehicle that costs a lot of money, it might cause you to make a lot of vibrational changes in your life to be able to afford and maintain that vehicle. Now, we use that as an example, not that you want to necessarily manifest a brand new Ferrari in your life, but think about the vibrational differences between what you have now, what you're used to, and the vibrational difference in what you want. And you think, well, that's not vibrational. Yes, it is. It is a vibrational difference. The ownership of that particular whatever it is, well, I'll give you an example. You live in a home that's worth $400,000. You want to buy a home that costs $2 million. That's a huge vibrational difference, especially as in money and environment and costs and upkeep and a lot of other factors that go into owning a home. Now, so we would say to you that be realistic in your dreams. What realistically can you manifest in your life that will make you comfortable in that new environment where you're vibrationally in alignment with that new environment, be a home, a car, an individual, whatever it might be. Not that we're saying it's impossible to step outside of the vibrational energy that you're in now and move into a different vibrational arena, but be cautious with that. Be careful with that, because you may want to step up to it. You may want to move up the scale to find out if you can vibrationally match, you know, the $400,000 home to the to the $1 million home, to the $1.5 million home, to the $2 million home, where you can gradually vibrationally match to that new thing in your life. Think about that. Give it some thought. Anything in your life that you want, any of your dreams, is it realistic? Is it within your vibrational alignment? And is it the vibrational stretch to reach that particular goal, dream, is not something that's going to take a lot of adjustments and a lot of time on your part to get to. We're not saying subtle. You still have dreams, and most of you are pretty realistic in that. So when you're very realistic about bringing things into your life, then it becomes something that can be manifested fairly quickly. But if you're not being realistic about your dreams and what you want, then it's going to take a major vibrational shift on your part. You might want to rethink your dreams and start visualizing something that feels vibrationally connected to you already. That's the key. What feels vibrationally connected to you right now? What can you very easily visualize and see coming into your life where there isn't a stretch vibrationally to get there that's way beyond the vibrational status that you're in right now? So that's our thoughts about it. Now, of course, go out there and manifest whatever you want. Dream big. But know that dreaming big may take a little bit more time and more vibrational adjustment on your part to get there. So that, you know, don't get discouraged. If that dream is huge, if you want to earn $6 million a year instead of the $60,000 a year you're making, it's a vibrational stretch. It's going to take time. It's going to take time to raise your vibration to do that, to match that $6 million a year. So know that there's a certain things that you're going to have to do to get there. And be realistic about it. And a lot of times, as we said, you may want to step up to that ultimate goal. Take some time with it. I'm not saying it can't be done overnight. But you see that overnight does not always work well in manifesting something that's way beyond the vibrational status that you're in right now. So think in terms of vibration. Does that feel right? Does that vibrationally feel right now to reach that goal, to make that $6 million a year? Does that vibrationally feel comfortable to you right now? If it doesn't, it's not that you can't have that dream, but you may have to make some major adjustments in your life to reach that vibrational goal. And it may take some time. So be realistic. Be realistic about your dreams. That's the main point we're making here. And most of you are. But just a reminder, think about it. Okay? We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for listening. Bye. Okay, I'm back. I don't know how long that took. Oh, they talked quite a bit, didn't they? I realized, what's the time? Oh, they went on. Okay, so we're going to get into an article, as they said, and we'll talk a little bit about what they said. Well, they will comment again on this article of making your dreams come true and see what you think about what they have to say about it. Okay, so the article is from HuffPost, and the article is 10 Easy Steps for Making Your Dreams Come True. Now, as I read through the article, it's a good article, but there's some thoughts I would shift and change that Spirit kind of made comments as I'm reading the article. The author is Katie Morton, and I don't know Katie. Let's see if they give me more information about Katie at the very bottom. Sometimes they leave me a little bit. Author of Secrets of People with Extraordinary Willpower. So talking about willpower, and she has a Twitter.com under Katie Morton. So let's go through the article, willpower. That's an interesting word, isn't it? Willpower. And I would interpret willpower in this context, willpower as being the ability to really stay focused on your dream, whatever it is. It's more like focus. It's more like staying focused on that. So your energies are focused on this particular dream. Okay? So that's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to talk about. And we'll go through the points. And then see what happens. If anybody wants to call in, if you want to get a message from my spirit guide, that's what I want to do today. That's more than anything. So you've heard me channel, and you know what it's like, and you know their energy, and you can sense their energy. And that's the key thing. What is their energy to you? How do you feel about their energy? Does it feel loving? Does it feel kind? Does it feel considerate of your needs and wants? And that's what I would say. If you feel that, that connection that my spirit guides can help you, spirit group, I should say, can help you, then give me a call and let them talk to you. Okay, number one point, and I'll go through the points. I'll highlight them a little bit, and then I'll let my spirit guides kind of comment on it because as we went through this morning, they had some thoughts. They definitely had some. What's your dream? Number one, this is honestly the trickiest step. We complicate the heck out of it. We think, what's my life purpose? And then we break out in a cold sweat. So your dreams are not necessarily your life purpose, right? That's what I'm trying to say here. Your dreams are not necessarily, your dreams are something that might be tied into your life purpose, and it might be a piece of the puzzle in your life purpose, but it's not necessarily the whole life purpose, okay? Just reading a little bit more for her article. Start with the easy stuff. Ooh, that's what my spirit guides are saying, right? Start. You may have to step up to get there. You know, the $3 million home may not be the first place to start with if you're living in a home that's $400,000, unless you get a windfall. But then, you know, there's lots of factors there, right? What feels good to you? That's not the point. What feels good? That's what spirit said. What feels good? You don't need to decide everything right this instant, but just start collecting ideas for your life that make you feel excited and enthusiastic about the possibilities. Not as much as I'm going to read about this particular aspect of it, because I'm more into creating it and visualizing it. So now you start to see your dream and start to see clarity of what your dream is all about, right? You have an idea. This is what it looks like. Okay, good. How does it feel? How does this feel when you see this particular whatever it is, right? That's the first point. Now, let me go to the last point, number 10, because I think number 10 should be number 2 or number 1, because it's the prime point in all of this. It's believe that the universe, source, God, whatever you call it, is friendly. That what you put out there, it won't be judged. Won't be criticized. Here's a quote from The Alchemist. And when you want something, all the universe conspires in helping you to achieve it. Again, there's no judgment in that. There's no judgment in that statement. The universe going, well, I don't know about that particular desire. That may just be. So it's the law of attraction. The vibration you put out there is the vibration you're getting back, right? So, you know, they mentioned going bigging, dreaming big. Now, dreaming big is good. And then my spirit guides talked a lot about what if you start to dream really big, there might be some vibrational needs things that you need to do to reach that particular dream. You know, the Ferrari doesn't always show up in the driveway the next day. It could. But it doesn't always do that, right? Okay, so the next point in her article is decide and believe. Now, we're back to point one, and that's point 10 that kind of ties back into this idea. Many of us pick a delicious dream for ourselves and immediately start pecking furiously at the edges of the list of ways it can't, won't, or shouldn't work out for us. Okay, stop that. That's going back to this whole thing with Spirit was talking about being realistic about our dreams. Being realistic. And because if you're doubting the dream, if you're doubting it, then there's a vibrational work that you need to do to get to back up to that dream. Okay. Now, they talk about the word commitment. You have to commit to your dream. Now let's go to the next part. There's a commitment. This is something I really, really want. It feels really, really good to me. But you start to doubt it. You start to question it. You start to feel some hesitation to do it. Even though you're starting to commit to it, it's something you really want, something that feels good to you. It feels realistic to have that. I like the word realistic here. The Spirit talked about that. Release fear. That's the next point. Release fear. Now, I'm not going to go their point on fear, and I would tie fear into the idea that what are your beliefs about that particular dream, that particular thing that you want, that creates fear, doubt, hesitation in manifesting that particular thing? Let's say money. Let's just use the example of money. Oh, you know, I'm not worthy of money. You know, my family only lived at this particular level of financial income, and I'm stuck in that. That's all I know. But I want this, but your hidden subconscious belief about money limits you. It creates doubt. It creates fear that you can never have it. Does that make sense? The brand new Ferrari. There's a lot of fear attached to that. And you have to release the fear to that as you raise your vibration up to match your goal, match your dream. As Spirit said, anything is possible. Anything's possible. You can manifest anything. But you have to get in vibrational alignment with it. And fear and your old belief system about it will keep you from getting there. It creates doubt. It creates hesitation. It pulls your vibration back down. You're trying to reach this vibration, and it pulls you back down. So it's releasing fear, but fear as attached to beliefs that are limiting, that are keeping you from getting there. Does that make sense? Yeah. I'd like to take your calls. Really would. So if you want to call in and talk about this topic, if you have any questions for my spirit guides on this group about manifesting and making your dreams come true, they will help you to do so. So let me get back to the article. We'll talk a little bit more about it. So releasing fear, and fear is attached to beliefs about the topic. And as long as you have certain fears and beliefs that are negative about that particular thing that you want to bring into your life, you limit your ability to do so. So it's releasing those beliefs, letting them go, just replacing them with positive beliefs about whatever the outcome that you want. Take action. Number four, let's say, what are you going to do? What action can you take? Now, as I was reading this and I was reminded by Spirit, action is really inspired action, divine inspired action to do something. Now, you can't win a contest to win that Ferrari unless you take action. You have to enter the contest, right? You can dream about it, and you can visualize it, and you can see it, but you got to take action. You got to take the steps. You can't buy the $2 million home unless you take action. You have to look at your budget. You have to do some things in your life to see, well, can I afford it? Maybe you have to increase your income. Maybe you have to go out there and make a bid on the home. You're not going to get it by not taking action. So if you want that dream to come true, now, let me back up a little bit. Because when I say action and divine action and inspired action, the universe source will show you the actions to take. If you're meditating on it, if you're praying on it, if you're relaxing into it, you will be given actions to take by Spirit. You will. You will be shown what to do because there is action necessarily on your part, and they will show you what to do. That's the key thing. Not all action comes inspired from your own mind. You know, it's what I've talked about, solutions. How do you create solutions? Well, you turn it over. Turn the problem over to source. Okay, here's my problem. And before you can take action, you need a solution be given to you on how to do it. And you can think about the solution all day long, and the solution may never come. But the course of action to take is, okay, I'm surrendering the problem, the goal, to source energy, to God. And I'm going to go have some fun. I'm going to raise my vibration so I can align myself with a solution that will help me to take the action that I need to get where I want to go, to manifest, to create, to bring this dream into my life. So I changed the concept of taking action a little bit, of surrendering the problem to source so that you can get the appropriate action to take that will lead you to it. Does that make sense? I think it does. I think I'm on the right track here. Think about it. See what you say. Think. See what you think. Call me if you need some clarification from Spirit on that. The number 5 point, which I think is of most value, and it has a lot to do with what I talk about is vibration, is love yourself. It is easy to lose the plot in the fantasy of daily living. Just slow down, pump the brakes, relax, and listen. So it's loving yourself, raising your own personal vibration, getting your vibration up to a place where you're in alignment with that dream. Removing some of the negativity from your life, removing some of the negative energies from your life. And how do you do that? Well, love yourself. Find things that feel good. Appreciate the world around you. Look for beauty in the world around you. Find joy. Find peace. Play. Go have some fun. The more you do that, the more you raise your vibration up to a level where you can make your dreams come true. So love yourself. Be in the mode of love, which means that you will display loving kindness to others, people. You will show kindness. You will show appreciation. You will have a gratitude for the beautiful things that have happened in your life. You will experience joy. You will experience having fun. You will experience sharing with others, being generous to others. All of those raises your vibration up to a place where, you know, solutions come to your life, and solutions lead to where you want to go in your life, right? Number 6, I think, is really a good point, and it really benefits us to do this from time to time, is to just look at examples of other people. There's some great authors that write about people who have been able to make their dreams come true, and you might want to read about them and find out how they did it. You know, one of the authors I read a lot about is Pam Grout, who had E squared and E cubed and Think and Grow Rich, and talks about how some very basic little ideas and practices that you could put into place to see how other people have been successful in creating and manifesting and making their dreams come true. But don't give up. Next one is, view mistakes as lessons, right? Something happens, it fails. Okay, as Spirit tells me, been telling me about relationships, get back on the horse. You know, you fall off the horse, something doesn't work out. You know, you meet somebody and it doesn't work out. Get back on the horse. Don't give up. There's somebody out there for you. Just don't give up. Don't quit. You're learning. What the law of attraction teaches is contrast. You see something, you don't like it, it doesn't work out. Now you get to move forward and see something that you do like and that you do want. And so you raise your vibration from doing that. So it's not giving up, getting back on the horse, the Spirit would say. Just get back on the horse when you want to manifest up. The next point is, let me move to number 9 because we only have a few more seconds left on the show, and it's really good. Don't let bad habits win. Don't let negative habits. Don't get involved in negative energy in your life, right? Don't take in all this negative energy. You know, the world is full of fear, right? The world is full of fear. And if you embrace fear and if you're constantly being inundated with fearful places in the world and situations and media and situations, you're just lowering your vibration. You're moving your vibration in the opposite direction from what you want to manifest in your life. So release fear. Change your habits. Change those habits that increase fear in a low vibrational condition. and move your vibration up by seeking those things that feel good, the things that are based on love, that are based on gratitude and appreciation, that are based on joy, that are based on fun, that feel good. Do things that feel good. Okay, we're almost done with the show. Now, tomorrow, I'll be back. Now, tomorrow, I want to take and talk to you. So call in tomorrow. We'll try to focus the show on channeled sessions for you. So if you listen to the show today, tomorrow is your day. So I love you guys. Talk to you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye now.